Today the word of God is in 1 Samuel chapter 1, 1 to 18. This is the word of God. There was a certain man of Ramathaim, Shophim of the hills of country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, son of Lihu, son of Tohu, son of Soph, an Ephraimite. He has two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other is Peninnah. And Peninnah has children, but Hannah has no children. Now this man used to go up yearly by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day where Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, though the Lord has closed her womb. And her rival used to provoke her grievously to irritate her because the Lord has closed her womb. So it went on year by year, as often as she went up to the house of the Lord. She used to provoke her, therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than the 10 sons?" After that, they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart. Only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety, vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer set. This is the word of God. Today, the sermon title is A Woman's Prayer. Pastor Ted.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
为神感谢我们所有的母亲。
We give thanks to God for all the mothers.
因为神借着, 我们的姐妹们,
because God have used our sisters.
让我们能够从上帝那里领受神的恩典跟祝福。
So we can receive grace and blessing from our God.
我们在这个世代,
in our generation,
我们无论是做母亲的或者是做父亲的,
no matter we are father or mother,
我们觉得我们的责任重大,
we have a great responsibility.
有时候我们觉得说，哇，我们的这个我们的生活，我们的压力也是越来越大。
Sometimes we feel that the stress in our life is so huge.
我们也不晓得，有时候我们真的是好像不晓得怎么样的来教养我们的孩子们。
Sometimes we even don't know how to teach our children.
不但是父母亲，我们在工作的也是一样。
Not only the parents.But also the one who's working in this society.
许多时候，因为公司裁员，所以呢，这个五个人做十个人的这个工作的份。
Sometimes your company is laying off people, and you are doing more than what you can take. You're doing double shares.
你觉得好像是五个人在撑着这个整个天。
And you are five people is holding up the sky before it falls.
啊，孩子们也是一样。
And the children is the same.
那我们在小的时候，孩子们这个父母亲就叫我们要努力的学习功课。
Our children, the parents has been asking us to study hard.
甚至于礼拜六我们要去中文学校，或者是我们要参加补习班。
And on Saturday we have to go to after school classes. We have to go to Chinese school and all kinds of stuff.
So do you guys feel a lot of pressure?
这是很大很大的压力。
Yes? No?Are you all listening? 当我们到高中的时候
When we are praying.
当我们到高中的时候
When we get to the high school.
那父母亲告诉我们你们要考到这个很高的 SAT, 或者是你要考到很好的成绩然后还有许许多多的这个户外的这个一些的活动。
The parents want you to get high, extremely high SAT scores.And also have very, very good GPAs and also all kinds of extracurricular activities.
所以你能够考到好大学
In order to get into the high good university.
在我们当中年长的也是觉得很多压力
And also among us, the older elderly people, the older generation.
虽然退休了
Even we retired.
我听到不少的这个我们的长辈们说哇我退休了也是很忙。
We have also heard that many older brother and sister tell me that I'm also very, very busy.
我们做父母的现在也没有长辈或者是阿姨叔叔们能够来帮助我们。
And a lot of us, we don't have our parents or our brother and sister to help us.
在我们整个社会走向个人主义越来越强的时候
and more individualism we are seeing in our society.
我们觉得我们心里的负担越来越重。
The burden in our heart is getting heavier and heavier day by day.
今天我们要回到这个圣经的时代，我们要看圣经里面有一位人物一位妇女名叫哈拿。
Today we are going back to the Old Testament time to look at a woman named Hannah.
我们要从她的祷告中，我们来学习她怎么样。在生活的试验中得胜。
We are going to learn from her prayer, and we know how she could live a victorious life through the prayer.
我们知道，在这个撒母耳记上第一章
，We know that in First Samuel,
这个是在四世纪以后。
First Samuel is right after the Judges.
所以，当撒母耳记第一章。当撒母耳记第一章开始的时候
，When the first chapter of the first Samuel，
当撒母耳记第一章开始的时候，这是在四世纪的当中，四世时代。
This is right before, right after the judges' time。
在四世纪最后一章最后一节那里有一句评语。
In the last chapter of the judges。And the last verse of that last chapter, there's a sentence that says like this.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eye.
因为以色列人当时候是以各同不同的族他们有十二个族能够一起的生活。
So those Israelites were living.Within their own family, their own tribes.
所以没有一个君王。
There's no king.
所以当时候怎么样呢？没有君王，没有人带领，所以呢， 个人都行自己看为对的事。
There was no leader, and so everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以当时候啊，不是一个很有秩序哈、啊，也可以说是一个很混乱的一个时代。
There's no order in their religious life in their community.
在一个这样的一个处境当中，在一个以色列这样的一个危机当中
，In this kind of crisis of Israelite.
有位妇女
，There's a woman，
在一个小市镇，在拉玛的一个市镇。
She lived in Rama, a little town named Rama。
她也经历了个人的这个危机。
She was also going through her personal crisis。
那今天我们要来看
，Today we are going to take a look，
一个妇女，一个普通的妇女，她个人的危机。
How this woman。With her personal crisis,
怎么成全神一个更大、更美的计划
？How it revealed the greater and more beautiful purpose and the plan of the Lord.
我们从第一节到第八节，我们看到哈拿生活的苦楚。
From the verse 1 to verse 8, we can see the pain that Hannah went through.
所以圣经告诉我们，有一个普通的家庭，就是这个以利加拿，这个是一个先生，他的家庭。
We can see this is a very very common family. The household, is Elkanah.
所以他是住在以法莲山地的拉玛这个镇。
The family was lived in Ephraim, and it's a little town called Rama.
所以在历代志上第六章那里告诉我们
，In the Deuteronomy 6,
First Chronicle, chapter six,
tell us，
告诉我们这个以利加拿他是利未的后裔。
It tells us Elkanah is offspring of Levi。
利未，我们知道利未是什么吗？利未就是。这个祭司族的哈，这个族名。
Levi is the serve as the priests.
所以这个很重要。
This is very important.
所以虽然在这里他提到没有提到这个以利加拿，可是呢，当时我们知道说他是利未族的后裔。
Even with in this verse it mentioned very little about Elkanah, but we know that he is from.
因为圣经说，只有利未的子孙才能够服侍耶和华。
Because in the Bible it says only the Levite could serve Jehovah.
就是在圣殿里面服侍耶和华。
They could serve in the sanctuary to Jehovah.
以利加拿有两个太太。
Elkanah has two wives.
那太太的名字，这个哈拿在先，然后呢，这个比尼拿在后。
The first one is Hannah. The second one is Peninnah.
可是哈拿有一个不利
，But there's a big disadvantage of Hannah，
因为她没有儿女
，Because she did not have children。
所以在当时候的社会，人看没有儿女的妇女啊，真的是一个羞辱。
For a woman in that time, this is a social stigma and also this is a disgrace。
所以对当时候没有儿女的这个妇女的话是心里面是一种的这个苦楚跟压力
So she was very very painful in her heart and pressure
所以你看开始是把哈拿的名字摆在前面最后的话比尼拿有儿女哈拿没有儿女所以她的名字就摆在第二了
So in the beginning we see that Hannah is originally was in the front of Peninnah but once Peninnah has children and then Peninnah's name is starting to move up
所以在这里我们看见
So we can see from here
这个 Hannah 的处境
The situation of Hannah
在第五节跟第七节
In verse 5 and verse 7
几次的都提到有关于这个以利加拿他是一个好丈夫
We can see that Elkanah is really a good husband
他了解哈拿的心情
He understood what Hannah felt
所以每逢他们上这个示罗在那里敬拜神献祭物的时候
whenever they go up to Shiloh to offer their sacrifices
敬拜结束他会把祭肉分双份的给哈拿
he will give double portion to Hannah
在哈拿心里难过的时候以利加拿他会来尝试的来去安慰他这位伤心的太太
And he would also comfort Hannah while she is suffering.
所以哈拿不再是在社会当中在人群当中这个被藐视
Not only Hannah was misunderstood and overlooked in her community,
她还有另外一个问题
She also had another problem.
就是这个她太太所娶的也许是第二个太太
So that there's the second wife of Elkanah.
因为圣经告诉我们在第六节
in verse 6 we can also see that.
比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育
Peninnah saw Hannah's disability to having children.
就做她的对头
So she began to pick on Hannah.
大大的激动她
She started to provoke her.
要使她生气
Grievously to irritate her.
如果我们遇到一个像这个比尼拿的像这样的人
So we can see that Penina in our life as well.
我们要特别的小心
We have to watch out for her.
我们要远离她
We have to get away from her.
为什么？因为她好像一只的豺狼
Just because she's like a wolf.
一直在攻击那些受伤那些软弱的这些这些小羊也好，小鹿也好。
It's the wolf keep attacking the weak, deers or little lamb.
想把这只小动物吞吃掉。
The wolf try to take the little lamb or the deer.
那圣经告诉我们。以利加呢他每一年都带着全家人到这个希罗那里这个在会幕那里神的会幕那里来敬拜神
Elkanah took the whole family to Shiloh to offering the sacrifices
可悲的是每一年哈拿都要经历那比尼拿的悸动
But every year Hannah had to get through Peninnah'spicking on her and also laughing at her.
这是故意的。
And these are intentional.
要伤害的。
It's also very, very hurtful.
要使他生气。
In order to make him, make her, angry.
所以每逢到这个节期的时候，他心里面就是一把的创伤。
Every year, when it comes to the time of offering sacrifices, she got hurt all the time.
所以用今天的话语来说，我们说这个比尼拿，他是在什么？他是在欺压这个哈拿。
So today's language, we can see Penina is bullying Hannah.
哦，这个是一个不好的这个事情。
This is a very, very bad thing.
我们知道孩子们在学校里面有许多 bullying 的事情。
Sometimes we see that in the school as well.
尤其是我们在功课上不是那么好，或者是我们在唱歌上不是那么好的时候。
Sometimes we see that some of the children they are not very good in school. They might not be great singers.
或者是我们在体育上不比人那么好的时候。
Or their physical ability, they are not good, very very athletic.
许多时候，同学们、朋友们，我们的同学会讥笑我们。
Sometimes the hurtful comment will come from the classmates.
甚至有一些比较严重的这个 bully 的话，他会来戏弄或者是叫我们花名。
Sometimes the more seriously, it will make these people who got bullied very, very get hurt a lot.
我们在座的我们成年人，我们也有时候我们也会看到，或者是我们自己经历到。
Sometimes among adults, we also see the bullying happen.
我们在公司里面，老板对某一个员工特好。
Sometimes we can see that the boss has preference to some person.
那 在工作的分配的时候，把他的工作分量交给你做。
And when they are distributing the workload, he will take more to you and then to the person he likes.
啊，有时候还这个指责你说你做的不大好。
And sometimes will say that you didn't do it well.
啊，在每年在评估的时候给你很低的分数。
And every year in the evaluation, he will always give you the lower score.
啊。回来的时候心里面沉重。
And you always feel like very, very, very heavy burden.
所以呢，我们要躲避，我们要离开像比尼娜这样的人。
So when we try to get away from somebody like Penina,
圣经里面有说过，魔鬼撒旦他是一个这个我们的敌人。
And in the Bible it says Satan is our enemy.
如同嚎叫的狮子。
It's like the roaring lion.
遍地游行
is walking around the land,
寻找可吞噬的人
looking for the people that he could take.
往往我们在苦楚当中
sometimes in our pain, painful life,
我们知道不是那么容易的来解决我们的问题
it's very difficult to take care of sorrowing and suffering to the suffering.
也许我们对哈拿也有一个同情
sometimes we feel the same.Compassionate to Hannah.
So Hannah 哭泣她这个不吃饭
So Hannah would not eat.
她就好像一个守夜的人在等待黎明
So
等待天亮
she is like a watchman waiting for the break of the morning.
在这种苦楚当中
In this kind of suffering and sorrow,
在圣经刚才我们所读的第二节里面
in the verse 2,
圣经给我们有一个曙光，有一个盼望。
But at least Bible gave us a little light of hope.
在第二节哈，我们再看一下哈。
In verse 2, we can take a look at it.
第二节就是在上面再回去，第二节啊，第三节，对不起，我们再下来第三节，对。在第三节说这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜这个万军之耶和华万军之耶和华
It says Elkanah every year from Ramah to Shiloh to offer the sacrifices to the Lord of hosts
万军之耶和华的意思就是率领军队的那一位
Lord of hosts means he leads the mighty army.
所以提到多说耶和华神是有能力的是至高无上的神
The God is almighty God is the highest God.
所以他是掌管一切自然的
He is controlling everything, the nature, all the natural things.
因为他是大全能的神他也是这个掌管人类历史的神
He is almighty God, not only the nature, but also he controls the history of human.
在这里是旧约圣经、啊、第一次使用这个万军之耶和华这个字眼
This is the first time in the Old Testament used this word the Lord of hosts
在之前、圣经的作者用不同的字眼来形容那一位神
Before this the author of Bible used different description to the Lord
所以在撒母耳记上第一章第三节是第一次提到万军之耶和华，或者是全能的耶和华的意思。
In the first chapter of 1 Samuel, verse 3 is the first time talk about the Lord of hosts or God Almighty.
这位耶和华就是掌管天上的太阳、天上的月亮、星星。
This Almighty God also control and dominate the sun, the moon.
也是掌管我们地上的这个海洋、这个风的这一位宇宙的全能者。
The ocean, the winds in our world.
他也是那一位委任君王统治者的那一位至高者。
He is also authorized and also assigned the kings and the leaders of our nations.
他知道过去所发生、现在所发生的、将来所要发生的事情。
What happened before and what is going to happen?
万军之耶和华，全能的神。
Almighty God, Lord of hosts.
圣经给我们一个盼望。
Bible gave us a hope here.
在我们这个苦楚、我们的困难当中，有一位是全能的。
Even in our suffering, in our difficulty, there's an Almighty God.
假设有一天你被恶钱所追。
If there's one day you were chased by a bunch of dogs,
除了喊叫救啊救命啊
other than crying help,
你会跑到哪里去呢？
Where are you going to run towards to?
你会跑到哪里去呢？
Where are you going?
会跑到安全的地方，对不对？
To some place that's safe.
那 Hannah 心里面破碎。
Hannah with a broken heart.
以至于他哭泣不吃饭。
So she cried and she cannot eat.
他可以跑到哪里去呢？
Where could she go?
我们接下来再看第九到第十一节。
If we looking at verse 9 to verse 11,
Hannah 敬虔的祷告。
Hannah prayed.
Hannah 敬虔的祷告。
Hannah's godly prayer.
接着祷告， Hannah 把她的苦楚跟她的伤痛带到神的面前。
Through prayer, Hannah brought her sorrow and suffering to the Lord.
她做一件非常这个有智慧的事情。
She did a very wise thing.
就是来到神的面前，向神倾诉她心里面的苦楚。
She brought all her troubles to the Lord in prayer.
你看，在她的祷告文中
，In her prayer,
她没有。责怪神，他也没有在那里这个这个骂神。
She did not cast any blame to God.
他也没有在那里想说神怎么样的来处罚比尼娜。
She did not ask for any punishment to Penina.
他直接的到他这个根本的问题。
She directly went to the source of the problem.
他根本的问题就是因为如果他有一个孩子
Her problem is if she had a child
他的生活 的情况就会有改变
Her life will be changed
所以他把他最根本最需要的带到神的面前
So her deepest need she brought it in front of the Lord
那我们来看看他祷告的内容
Let's see what she prayed
他向神这个首先 有三样事情在这里面我们可以看到的。
So we can observe three things in this prayer.
首先，他是用信心来祷告。
First, she prayed by faith.
你看到吗？他怎么样开始祷告呢？第十一节。
Did you see how she prayed? Chapter 11, verse 11.
第三节提到万军之耶和华。第十一节再一次这个字眼再重复了。
In verse 3, it says, Lord of hosts.And in verse 11, it shows up again.
所以是在旧约圣经第二次的出现。
This is the second time it shows up.
所以呢，这个
Old Testament，
这个 Hannah 呢，就向这万军全能的耶和华来呼喊。
So Hannah is praying to the Lord of hosts.
这位掌管这个自然界的神，这掌管人类历史的神。
The one who controls all things and the history.
他向神求一个儿子，求一个孩子。
She's asking for a child from the Lord of hosts.
不单是一个孩子，他向神求一个男孩，那个儿子。
Not just any child. She's asking for a son.
Hannah 却是有信心，知道说这一位掌管宇宙万物的神。
She knows that this Almighty God
也是全能的神。
Is also control all things.
也是他的先生他们家人所敬拜的那一位神。
It's also the God of throughout the whole family.
所以我们看到哈娜的祷告是带着有信心的到那一位万军之耶和华面前。
So we can see that the prayer of Hannah is a prayer of faith.
那第二呢我们看到
Secondly, we can also see
他三次的称自己为仆人
Three times she referred herself as a servant.
所以她有一个顺服的心。
She presented herself with a submitted heart.
所以我们知道，当时候 这个有仆人，仆人就是愿意来顺服他主人的旨意。
She prayed like a humble servant. She want to obey everything her master say.
所以三次她说，请听仆女、仆女、仆女的话。
Three times she says, "Please listen to your servant."
仆人服侍主人。
The servant served the master.
所以她有一个谦卑、顺服主人的心。
She comes to the Lord with a humble heart.
第三，你看看她祷告的内容。
Third, we can see her, what she prayed.
她说：“赐给我一个儿子
，Give me a son.
我必使他终身归于耶和华。
I will give him to the Lord all the day of his life.
不用剃头刀剃他的头
，And no razor shall touch his head.
哇，省了很多钱啊
！It saves a lot of money, right?
啊，一生不用去剪头啊
！You don't have to go to barber.
啊，这个不是这个意思啊，不是因为省钱的意思啊。
This is not what it means. It's not about saving money.
在这里有一个特别的意思。
There's a special meaning for this.
所以当时候，如果一个人没有剃头，这个不剃头。
There's a special offering if you don't shave your head.
不剃头不代表不洗头嘛。
Doesn't mean you don't wash your head.
然后呢，在这个民数记第六章里面提到，像这一类的人。
Book of Numbers, chapter 6, it mentioned this kind of people.
第一，不剃头。
First, if you don't shave your head.
第二，不吃这个葡萄树所结的果子。
You don't eat anything that made of grapes.
包括葡萄干，包括这个葡萄酒，包括酒。
And also the wine.
然后第三点的话，就是这些人的话，他们不碰死尸的。
And third, you don't touch any dead bodies.
你知道这些人，我们称他们为拿细耳人。
These people are called Nazarite.
拿细耳人就是他们愿意的，他们这个许愿愿意的归耶和华，就是他们愿意全时间全职的来服侍耶和华。
The Nazarite devote their life to serve Jehovah.
所以呢，哈拿把他的孩子献给神，当作拿细耳人。
Nazarite, Hannah gave Jehovah his son to become a Nazarite.
是一个献祭，是一个牺牲。
This is an offering. This is a sacrifice.
从神那里领受了，然后呢，再还回给神。
You receive what you got from the God, and you return back to the God.
这确是一个敬虔的祷告，一个有信心的祷告。
This is a true prayer, and also this is a prayer of faith.
所以呢，透过这个一般这个一个平凡的妇人的祷告
，through a prayer of a very common woman。
如果我们继续读这个撒母耳记上
，if we continue to read through the First Samuel，
我们就知道这个哈拿生了一个儿子。
We can see that Hannah had a son. Have a son.
他却在以色列的这个历史一个转捩点的时候
，and He became a very important person in the turning point of the history of Israel, Israelite.
成为当时候的士师、祭司还有先知。
He became a judge, he became a prophet, and also he became a priest.
然后呢，神借着他来带领这个十二族的这个以色列人。
God used him to lead.All the 12 tribes of Israelites.
安立了第一位国王，也第二位大卫国王。
He also set up the first king Saul and also the second king David.
所以哈拿的祷告不只是为了他祷告。
So Hannah's prayer is not just for her son.
哈拿的祷告也完全了神在以色列的他们这个神的选民的民族当中。
Also, Hannah's prayer completed the tribe of Israelites to become one.
神建立的一个王朝。
God had created a kingdom.
所以呢，从这个十二支派哈，由长老这个统治这个整个国家，把它这个转变到一个以君王统治的一个制度。
From the tribes, which is governed by the elders, now has become a nation.Is governed by a king.
所以一个敬虔的祷告，尊崇神，高举神。
through the prayer of Hannah is lifted up the Lord and also worshiping the Lord.
也在他的祷告当中，他合乎上帝的旨意。
This prayer not only honors God and also fulfills God's will.
所以我们看到哈拿的祷告不是自我中心的祷告。
This prayer is not a self-centered prayer.
哈拿的祷告是以神为中心，荣耀神的祷告。
This prayer is a God-centered prayer, is a prayer that honors God.
在他的祷告当中，他荣耀，他愿意来完成上帝的计划。
In this prayer, she devoted herself to complete God's will.
我们继续来看最后一段。
We'll see the last portion of these verses.
从十二节到十八节。
From verse 12 to 18.
Hannah 不住的祈祷。
Hannah prayed continuously.
我们看下一章。
We'll see the next.
十二节告诉我们 ，Hannah 在耶和华面前不住的祈祷。
As she continued praying before the Lord.
哦，哈拿祷告很长。
It's a, she had a very, very long prayer.
也很热切的祷告。
And also she prayed very fervently.
啊，不是每一个长的祷告就是热切的祷告。
Not every long prayer is a fervent prayer.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because Bible tells us.
哈拿因被人激动，愁苦太多。
Because her prayer is hurt in her heart was deep and great.
所以她祈求到如今，所以她祷告很长。
So she continued to pray. So she had a very long prayer.
因为心里面的痛苦实在太多的一一的把她从就是圣经说把她的心灵哈就是 pour out 她的 soul to the Lord, 把她的心灵倾倒给神。
Because she poured out her soul to the Lord because she had a lot of pain, a lot of suffering in her heart.
她的祷告很奇怪。
She had very strange style of praying.
嘴唇在动，可是没有声音。
She only moved her lips and with no voice, didn't make any noise.
那位祭司就在旁边一直的在观看这个妇女为什么一大早来这个会幕来向神来敬拜，可是呢，嘴唇在动，可是呢却没有声音。
So the priest Eli is observing her praying style, and he feels very, very strange. Like, why this woman is praying, but with only the lips moving, and but we cannot hear any sounds.
Oh, 这个以利祭司以为他这个哈拿在那边，他因为是有庆典嘛，所以以为他喝醉酒了。
So the priest Eli thought she might be a drunk.
责备他。
So she is not happy about her.He's not happy about her.
所以看 Hannah 是一个不正经的女人。
He think Hannah is not a good woman.
所以十五节我们看到十五节 ，Hannah 回答说：“主啊，不是这样。
”So Hannah say it's not like this.
我是心里愁苦的妇女，没有喝醉酒。
I am a woman with broken heart, but I wasn't drunk.
但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
But I pour out myself in front of Jehovah.
所以这个也给我们学习一个功课。
So this also teaches a lesson.
当别人有心里难过的时候
，When other people has broken hearts,
我们要很小心啊，怎么样的来啊啊劝勉哈、啊，来鼓励啊，来安慰、
so、
啊这些受伤的人。
We have to be careful to encourage to help these people with broken hearts,
以免我们犯同样的错误。
So that we will not make the same mistake like Eli made.
以利听了以后
，Eli after he listened to this，
哦，意识到真实的情况
，so he understand what's actually happened。
他就为啊哈拿祝福，为哈拿祷告。
So Eli blessed Hannah。
第十七节，以利说
，Verse 17 Eli say，
你可以平平安安的回去。
You can leave in peace。
愿以色列的神应准。你向他所求的。
Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition.
接下来圣经就告诉我们，在十八节。
In verse 18.
借助这个以利的一句的这样的祝福的话。
Through the blessing words of Eli.
哈拿整个人整个态度改变了。
Hannah changed.
不再一样了。
She no longer the same person.
她过去心里面忧愁，不肯吃饭，一直在哭。
Before she was a woman of sorrow, she could not eat, she always weeping.
可是呢，经过祷告以后
，But after the prayer，
这个圣经告诉我们，于是妇人走去吃饭。
So the Bible told us she went on and ate.
脸上再不带愁容了。
She is no longer sad.
有没有注意到，圣经没有讲说她的环境改变了，她的问题解决了。
Bible did the Bible say the situation has changed and then her problem has solved?
改变的是 Hannah.
What has changed was Hannah.
她心中的负担。被解脱了。
The burden was lifted.
从这里我们也可以看见，他知道说那一位掌管宇宙、掌管人类历史的神会眷顾他。
From here on, Hannah knew that this Almighty God, this God who controls everything and also the history, will bless her.
所以当我们被恶钱所追的第一件事情就是要跑。
So when we are chased by ferocious dogs, the first thing we have to run.
那跑到哪里呢？
Where do we run to?
我们要跑到这个围栏内。
We have to run into a safe place.
我们如果在墙的里面，那狗在外面，那我们就安心了。
When we go to a safe place with fences,We are inside the fence, and the dog is outside the fence. We are safe.
或者有人听到我们的喊声，或者有人看到我们的情景，拿一支大木棍向着我们那里跑。
So whenever somebody hear our cry for help, they will bring a big bat and come and help us to chase away the dog.
啊，那我们心里面也安心，至少后面有一个人哈，能够来帮助救我们。
So that we know that our big helper with the big bat is behind us.
所以当哈拿祷告以后，
So after she prayed,
她心灵平静，
She had peace.
因为她知道那一位全能的神眷顾她。
Because she knows that this Almighty God took care of her.
所以哈拿的祷告不单单只关于她自己的苦楚，她的处境。
So the prayer of Hannah is not only about her suffering and her pain.
但是这位全能的神借着这位平凡的妇人的祷告，
But through this prayer of this very common woman,
神成就他在以色列国中他更大更美的计划。
God had completed his greater and more beautiful plan for the Israelite.
神听祷告。
God listened to our prayers.
即使是我们在最绝望、最觉得无奈的时候，
Even in our most disappointed time,
神听我们的祷告。
God listened to our prayers.
一个敬虔的祷告，
A faithful prayer,
也是一个有信心、相信神能够成全万事的。
It's also a prayer shows that you believe that God will complete everything that He has already given to you.
当日哈拿向耶和华万军之耶和华祷告。
The day Hannah prayed to the Almighty God.
那位神也是那位爱世人的神。
This God is also the God who loved the world.
他差遣他的独生爱子来到为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He sent his only begotten son to this world.To die for us on the cross.
让我们能够认识他，让我们能够认识那位天上的父。
So that we can know him, so that we can know our heavenly Father.
让我们能够跟这位创造宇宙万物的神建立一个永恒的关系。
So we can establish a relationship with this creating the God created the whole universe.
圣经告诉我们。信靠耶稣就是信靠我们的天父。
Bible told us, if we believe in Jesus, that means we believe our Heavenly Father.
我们如果爱耶稣，也就是爱我们那个天上的父。
If we love Jesus, that means we love our Heavenly Father.
圣经告诉我们，没有人若不借着主耶稣，没有人能够通到父那里去。
Bible told us if it's not through Jesus Christ, we cannot get to our heavenly Father.
马太福音11:28-30那里告诉我们。
Matthew chapter 11:28 told us.
这是耶稣亲口所说的。
This is directly from Jesus.
也许也就是像哈拿他在祷告当中他的经历。
This is the same experience like Hannah getting with her prayer.
马太福音十一章说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，当学我的样，我的样式。
29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart,
这样,
and you will find rest for your souls.
这样你们的心里就必享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣说，来，凡劳苦东担重担的能够来到我这里，我必赐给你们得安息。
Jesus tells us, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
当时神赐给哈拿安息。
At that time, Jehovah gave Hannah rest.
今天主耶稣也同样的应许，叫我们能够来到他里面，叫我们能够得到安息。
Today Jesus also promises if we come to him, he will give us rest.
我们把我们的重担，我们向神倾心吐意。
When we put down our burden and tell all we want to the God.
在我结束的时候，我要跟大家来这个分享一下，在星期四的那一篇灵命日粮里面的这个灵修的一个小段。
For the closing, Pastor Han is going to share the Thursday's devotional from our daily bread on Thursday.
这故事里面，就是提到有一个基督教的一个宣教士叫 Amy Carmichael.
In this devotional, it mentioned a missionary called Amy Carmichael.
所以 Amy Carmichael 是19世纪啊，所以他是在1867年出生，然后到1951年，然后归回天家。
She was born in 1867 and till died in 1951.
所以他在印度的事工是以营救这个印度的孤女，并让他们展开新的。
Amy Carmichael is known for her work of rescuing orphaned girls in India and give them a new life.
在这一项让她精疲力尽的事工当中，
in the midst of the exhausting work,
她在一本的著作当中，她写了，
she wrote a book,
一句这样的话，
and it says, there's a sentence that's like this.
在他事工当中，也有这个异象的时刻。
In the midst of the crowded day, we are given almost glimpse of the lands of far distances, and we stand still, arrested on the road.
就是在忙碌不堪的一天当中
，in a very very busy day,
上帝却让我们能够朝见他所应许的宽阔之地。
And God will give him a glimpse of the land of distances.
扣住了我们的心弦。
This is going to let us know what's in our heart.
停住我们的步骤。
Stop our steps.
什么叫做宽阔之地？他讲的就是
What is the land of distances?
就是指眼光超越现今的境况和条件。
It's the land requires us to have the vision to overlook what we are now, the circumstances we are in right now.
所以上帝给他这些异象的时刻，让他能够举目向上。
So God gave her the moment of visions, so she could look at what God had promised to her.
所以呢，在困境当中，让他获得永恒的视角。
So even in her suffering in this short present time, she could see the eternal award that God promised to her.
所以上帝使我们能够从他的观点，从上帝的观点来看我们的生命，并且我们重复我们的盼望。
So this is the vision from above. God led us to see our life through her, through his vision.
所以我们每一个人，我们活在这个世上。
So all of us who live in this world,
我们有两个选择。
We have two choices.
我们可以灰心低头。
We could be disappointed and we could bow our head.
向下看。
And looking down.
或者我们可以举目看那宽阔之地，神所为我们预备的那个宽阔之地。
Or we can look up and look at the land of distance that God has promised us.
仰望那位威严的全能主。
Looking up at this glorious and powerful God.
Amy Carmichael, 她在印度服侍了50年。
Amy Carmichael served in India for 50 years.
我在网上查到资料，她说她服侍50年哈，没有休假。
And in these 50 years,from the information on the internet, she did not take any day off.
她的工作是有很大的危险性。
There's a lot of danger in her life.
不但是很大的危险性，又要需要很多的怜悯跟爱心。
Not only danger, it also requires a lot of loving and care.
所以一直的付出。
So she kept giving.
她如何办到呢？
How could she do it?
每一日她都定睛仰望耶稣。
Every day, she fixed her eye upon Jesus.
并让耶稣看顾她的生命。
And let Jesus to take care of her life.
不但是 Hannah, Amy Carmichael, 今天我们也可以如此。
Not only Hannah, not just Amy Carmichael, all of us could have that too.
所以在座的我们的亲爱弟兄姐妹，我们朋友们。
All our brothers and sisters and our friends,
神赐给我们这个祷告的恩典。
God gave us the grace so that we can pray.
让我们能够来亲近他，让我们能够来依靠他。
We can get close to her, to him, and we can count on him.
神要借着我们的祷告来成就神在世上的计划。
God will use our prayer to fulfill his plan for this world.
我们的顺服，我们的信心
，our obedience, our faith,
能够来荣耀那位造我们的主
，is to glorify the God who created us.
你愿意把你的重担卸在主的面前吗
？Do you want to lay down your burden to the Lord?
为何自己担重担？
Do you want to carry your own burden?
为何你现在不把你的重担，你一生来信靠，来依靠那位爱你的神
？Or you want to give the burden to the God who loves you?
要到神面前，要到主耶稣面前，我们首先要悔改，我们要承认我们的罪，我们要接受耶稣到我们的生命里面。
To come to Jesus, you must first repent.Of your sins and receive into your life, receive Jesus into your life.
如果你还没有信靠主耶稣的
，If you have not believed in Jesus yet,
我劝你，今天就在主耶稣面前认罪悔改，能够接受耶稣进入到你生命里面。
Today is the day to repent and ask Him to forgive you and to let Him come into your life.
你愿意吗
？Do you want to do that?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们慈爱的天父
，Our dear heavenly Father，
爱我们的救主耶稣基督
，Jesus who loves us，
求你让我们今日能不看令人灰心的境况。
Let us not fix our eyes on the sad, disappointing things that we have around us.
而是看见您的荣耀。
But fix our eyes to your glory.
因此我们就能够从你那里得到平安。
So we can get the peace from you.
主啊，我们愿意定睛仰望主你自己。
Lord, we want to fix our eyes on you.
主啊，我们愿意来依靠你，跟随你。
Lord, we want to come to you. We want to follow you.
主啊，在座的我们有许多的我们弟兄姐妹，心灵有创伤，有负担的。
There are many among us who is suffering right now, who is carrying a very heavy burden right now.
主啊，我恳求你，主，你让他们能够在基督里面。
Lord, I pray that you can find, they can find the true comfort and true peace in your life, in you.
神啊, 你应许我们,
Lord, you have promises.
寻求的必行见,
seek and ye shall find.
叩门的, 神你必开门,
and knock, ye shall be open.
你要进入到我们里面,
you will come to us.
感谢主你的应许。
Thank you for all the things that you promise us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.